USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Here we go again, gang, with another half-hour set to 7 breathless rounds of music versus mirth. And yours truly, Ken Carpenter, giving you a blow-by-blow description on your Command Performance. Here to defend their titles tonight are Judy Garland, Danny Kaye, Lawrence Melchior, Maxine Sullivan, Hoagie Carmichael, Lena Romay, and the triple threat combo, Benny Goodman, his band, and his quartet. So here's the first round with Benny Goodman, that solid slugger, coming out of his corner wearing a black clarinet. And it's a knockout arrangement of I Found a New Baby. Of I Found a New Baby. And now headlining round two by popular demand, the management gives you that lush thrush with the vocal wallop, Miss Maxine Sullivan, singing her unforgettable version of that old Irish ballad, Molly Malone. Maxine Sullivan.
Molly Malone, she wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure it's no wonder, for her father and mother were fishmongers too. for they wheeled a barrel through streets wide and narrow. Fine cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. He asked her to marry, she said 'twould be grand, but to leave her dear Dublin, she'd not give her hand. So they both wheel a barrel through streets wide and narrow, fine cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. This is a story very old of a girl who was his all alone. She was the one he would not forget, and her name was Sweet Molly Malone. He asked her to marry, she said 'twould be grand, but to leave her dear Dublin, she'd not give her hand. So they both wheel a barrel through streets wide and narrow, buying cockles and mussels, alive, alive.
Thank you, Maxine. The way you pull that old wheelbarrow around would warm the cockles of the hardest musical heart. And now, fellas, it's that not-so-very-unfortunate music man, Mr. Hoagie Carmichael, kicking his old Chinese gong around, waiting to play you some of his own compositions. So dust off the keys, Hoagie, and start punching out that medley.
Every songwriter's written a song about the South, and I'm no exception. The song I wrote about the South is... Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, Georgia on my mind, each day, Georgia, my honey. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, my pretty Georgia, pretty Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
You've heard about the Hubba Hubba, I know that. Well, here's one of mine called No More Tues You Lemur with a little Hoya Hoya in it. Hoya, 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 Hoya. Eager Beaver got him a 12-hour leave. Hoya, Hoya, looking like Christmas, happy as New Year's Eve. Hoya, Hoya. Eager Beaver found him a clinging vine, pretty as a picture, gave her that Sunday shoving off Monday line. Hubba, 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 Eager Beaver taking her home at last. Hoya, hoya, look at that sad sack wooing her much too fast. She's soaring, locking the door, no more to your lamour. Ain't it a shame he got the wrong dame, 'cause the night is damp. Damp, damp, he's overdue at camp. Tramp, tramp, and it's 22 miles from town. Hubba, 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 22 miles from town, boy. those of you who saw the picture, the have and have not, and weren't looking at Lauren Bacall, that was me at the piano behind the match. And the tune was a knocked out ditty of mine called Hong Kong Blues.
It's the story of a very unfortunate music man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked an old Chinese gong. And now he's bobbing the piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they send the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he say, I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Oh, I need someone to lend me a $50 bill, and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I begin to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet local man won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Music man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked an old Chinese gong.
Thank you, Hoagie. Okay, man, it's round four, so get ready for a few slugs in the solar plexus, because the slugger is none other than South America's answer to What Makes Sammy Run, and your very best neighbor, lovely Lena Romay, singing Tico Tico.
Tico tico ta, ta otra vez aquí. O tico tico ta comiendo mi oscura. Yo tico tico tengo que te alimentar. Que va a comer más mi noca no coma. O tico tico ta, ta otra vez aquí. O tico tico ta comiendo mi oscura. Eu sé que el bebé vino a mi quintal. E ven comar ese canario de pardal. Mas por favor tire ese bicho de silengo, porque se acaba comiendo su painteiro. Tire ese tico de la décima de mi oscura. Ten tanta fruta que le pude pinicar. Hoy ya pisigo para ver si se conseguía, bota el piste para ver si él le comía, bota y un gato me espantó y me alcapó. Tico, 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 ta. Oh, tico, 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 ta. The tico, tico, he's the cuckoo in my clock. And when he says cuckoo, he knows it's time to woo. It's tico time for all the lovers in the block. I've got a heavy day, a day today. So tico tico, tell me, is it getting late? If I'm on time, cuckoo, but if I'm late, woo woo, the one my heart belongs to may not want to wait. For every birdie and a birdie who goes nowhere, he knows of every lover's lane and how to go there. For in affairs of the heart, my tico's terribly smart. He tells me gently, sentimentally, at the start. Oh oh, I hear my little tico, tico calling. Because the time is right, the shades of night are falling. I love that not so cuckoo, cuckoo in the clock. Tico, 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 top. I love that not so cuckoo, cuckoo in the clock. Tico, 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 top.
You know, each time I hear Lena sing, I wonder why Chris Columbus didn't land in South America instead. And now here's that North American sensation, the gal you've been waiting for and should wait no longer for, Miss Judy Garland singing I May Be Wrong.
A bet. I have been a loser all my life. Like a 2 year old, I pick 'em back. I'm told, still, I think in me you'd find a perfect wife. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of your shirts are unsightly. All of your ties are a crime. If dear in you I pick rightly, it's the very first time you came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're swell, but I may be wrong. All of your shirts are unsightly, all of your ties are a crime. Dear in you, I pick rightly. It's the very first time you came along. Say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're swell, but I may be
time on Command Performance, Danny Kaye and Lawrence Melchior join Judy in a repeat performance of an original opera written by Danny and Judy in honor of Mr. Melchior's first appearance before you. It's called Modern Travel, and it's the story of a boy and girl who get married in Minneapolis and want to spend their honeymoon in St. Paul. However, like nearly everybody else, they can't get reservations on a train. As the scene opens, the boy and girl, sung by Judy and Danny, have just gotten up from their bench to go and plead again with the ticket man, played by Lawrence Melchior.
Won't you please give us 2 tickets from Minneapolis to St. Paul?
We would like them too, because our honeymoon is being wasted in the Union Station.
Just 2 tickets from Minneapolis to St. Paul. From Minneapolis to St. Paul is positively all.
A chance. One lower berth.
No, no!
One upper berth.
No, no! We sleep on the floor! No, no!
I can help you if you want to get to St. Paul this season. You'll have to get a priority, and a marriage ain't that good reason.
We are stuck in the Union Station.
What the thing?
Oh, 6 months and this deflation.
What the thing?
cigars.
We will name our children after Pullman cars.
Oh, Pullman cars, oh, Pullman cars. They name their kids after Pullman cars.
Pullman cars pass out cigars. We'll name our kids after Pullman cars.
The adjutant has two tickets on the Cannonball Express.
The Cannonball? Cannonball is running great, trying to make connections with the nickel plate. The nickel plate running fine, trying to make connections with the old Sioux line. And the old Sioux line keeps to the rail, trying to make connections with the Royal Mail. And the Royal Mail trying to see the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. And then the Santa Fe, nothing slow, trying to keep up with the B&O. The B&O runs like a fountain, trying to make connections with Iron Mountain. Then Iron Mountain is really terrific, trying to keep up with the Southern Pacific. The old ST running like well, trying to make connections with the MSAL. The MSAL, I must confess, is trying to keep up with the Hartford Express. The Hartford Express is going insane, trying to make connections with the Boston and Maine. And then the Boston and Maine beats them all, trying to make connections with the Cannonball. The Cannonball's running fine, trying to make connections with it all.
The adjutant just canceled his tickets on the Cannonball.
Hooray! Oh, darling, at last we're getting on a train.
Yes, darling, at last we're getting on a train.
Just 1 minute, young man. A word of warning. Passenger will please refrain from running water while the train is standing in the station. I love you.
Ah, oh, darling, we're off to St. Paul!
Sorry, the adjutant wants his tickets back.
Ah, we've got to get on that train.
We will ride there hanging on a strap.
On a strap.
We'll ride upon some lady's lap.
Lady's lap.
We'll ride a coal car or caboose. We'll even hitch a ride upon an eastbound goose.
A goose, 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 a goose.
And a cloud of smoky cadenzas, and in its place, here comes a dream walking. Rachel's dream, to be exact, and it's the Benny Goodman Quartet walking up to the microphone with their rendition of that tune. Round seven it is, the final and decisive round in this presentation of champions who make your requests your command performance. The inimitable Benny Goodman Quartet playing Rachel's Dream. Thank you.
And if you liked it, by all means, write and tell Mom. Only let us know, too, because this is your command performance, presented by Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, with the help of Judy Garland, Lena Romay, Maxine Sullivan, Danny Kaye, Lawrence Melchior, Hoagy Carmichael, Benny Goodman, his band and quartet. Keep up the old fight, and good night.
USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang. This is Howard Petrie, lugging another Command Performance your way. Yes, sir, 30 minutes overflowing with top talents and tunes. All loaded to fit those letters of yours mailed care of Armed Forces Radio, Hollywood, USA. Well, dipping into the grab bag, the first thing we come up with is a very neat musical package, done up in a very shapely wrapping. That Blue Ribbon songstress from Columbia Pictures, lovely Joan Barton.
Well, Joni, I just noticed your dress.
You like my dress, Howard?
Oh, I sure do. Why don't you put it on?
And gee, Howard, I guess you don't really like it.
Oh, of course I do, Joni. It's the latest thing, isn't it, Joan?
Why, it sure is. It's a new long length, too. You see, I added 12 inches to the bottom.
And I love the way you subtracted that 12 inches from the top.
So all in all, Howard, you just don't like these new length dresses, huh?
Oh, what do you mean, Joni? Why, last night I was out with a gorgeous blonde, one of those Amazons. She was over 7 feet tall.
Well, so what, Howard? What does that prove? So,
honey, it proves I go for these new length skirts.
Oh, well, we'd better get on to answering the mail, Howard.
All right, you are, Joan. And we're going to make a lot of listeners happy by bringing in a fellow who gets more mail on command than anybody else.
Attention, BFC Bob Davis and your pals Bob Cook, Don Moffat, Jim Laporte, Bob Klein, and the other men of the Communications Center in Seoul, Steve Cochis in Tokyo, and D.M. Muir of the British Army, and all you others, here's Hoagy!